Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Homeopathy World Community's Sunday Night Meditation. I'm Debbie Brock, the founder of HWC, and I'm always very pleased and grateful to be able to present a short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and your healing, or if it is daytime in your part of the world, increase your energy level. Today we are on the cusp of America's Independence Day, which will be tomorrow, July 4th, 2011. I want to thank you for joining me the last few minutes of July 3rd, 2011. If you're new to Blog Talk Radio, just sit back and relax, listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click on the Blog Talk Radio computer widget. If you can't stay for the length of this program or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or to your audio player. It is best not to drive while you're listening. I'm waiting for some music. Hopefully sound will appear for us. If not, we can always do it without sound. In the meantime, clinical evidence suggests that imagery will activate your brain function in the same way as actual experience. Researchers monitored brain activity during imagery exercises and found the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem-solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of your brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, affecting your hormones, your pulse, your bodily functions like heart rate, perspiration, and your blood pressure. Medical experts guess that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all disease. We're going to continue with the thoughts for the day, but first, we would like to take a healing breath in and so take a deep breath in and exhale out deeply and fully. And do that again. Inhale in deeply and exhale out, expelling all the waste, all the epinephrine that was withheld within your body. All the anxiety and stress and tension, all the anticipation and worry, all of your concerns, let them leave the body. And as you do that, you might notice you're naturally making adjustments with your body, with how you position yourself, with whether you cross or uncross your legs, with how your spine is held, so you can still be strong and sit straight, lifting your chin up, tucking it in, relaxing your shoulders, letting them hang down, letting your arms hang by your side. If you're sitting, letting your hands lie relaxed on your thighs. Continue to breathe naturally and normally, noticing the rise and fall of your belly. As you inhale, your belly expands. As you exhale, it contracts. As well as for your diaphragm, when you inhale, your diaphragm expands and lowers. When you exhale, your diaphragm contracts and pulls up. And now, I present this meditation to you today because I received the message of giving this weekend. Giving wholeheartedly without reservation. Because when you truly give with that soul energy inside, lighting one flame to another, it does not take away from the original fire inside of each of us to give. The light only grows greater and spreads out, touching more lives. If my mission to heal can be spread through only words, sounds, and music, this gift will be returned to me tenfold in my soul knowing. And this is a universal law. Continue to breathe evenly and smoothly, rhythmically and gently. With each breath, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Watching the thoughts come into your mind like clouds and floating out, continuing to be into a space of peace and calm. The observer and the observed are important properties in quantum physics. This means everything is in partnership in the universe. There must be two in order to create and make your dreams come true. Perhaps the two are you and God, or you and a friend, you and a lover, or even you watching yourself. It comes down to awareness of thoughts, words, and actions. Let's continue. With a little bit of information. There was a pilot study of the effectiveness of guided imagery with progressive muscle relaxation to reduce chronic pain and mobility difficulties of osteoarthritis. And our theme today is freedom from pain, independence, freedom of movement, reducing restrictions and limitations on the body, mind, thoughts, and spirit. It so happens that osteoarthritis is a common chronic condition that affects most older adults. They must deal with pain that leads to limited mobility and may lead eventually to disability and difficulty to maintain their own independence. All of us wish to remain independent as we grow and grow older. In this study, they found that progressive muscle relaxation with the guided imagery will actually reduce pain and these mobility difficulties. Just listening twice a day to 10 or 15 minutes of a tape, as you are now, will assist the healing process, relieving stress and helping to you to relax. Have you been noticing your breath? Return your thoughts to your breath, inhaling and exhaling gently and rhythmically, evenly and smoothly. And on each exhale, reducing, releasing any pent-up energy, anything that is holding you back, any blocks. Guided imagery with relaxation can improve all kinds of health-related issues and may be easy to use. Each person can do it themselves to improve freedom of movement, flexibility, openness, deep breathing, and bringing calm and peace into persons who have limited lives or into people who want to expand their ability to go beyond their limits. The subconscious mind functions and communicates with our conscious mind symbolically and stores these ideas, thoughts, and memories through symbols and pictures and stories. When we purposefully use these helpful and restorative images, we benefit our well-being. In fact, human beings have this special capability to imagine people, places, and interactions with others and nature. Creating these dream images helps us grow into becoming and overcome restrictions, obstacles, and any stumbling blocks that appear intractable. Noticing moments of peace and quiet. Noticing your breath. Noticing where you may have discomfort. Taking a deep breath in. Exhaling and releasing any of that discomfort. Any painful feelings, painful emotions, any situations that have been stored and need to be released. Give yourself permission to do that if you are ready and able to. Soften the facial muscles, the muscles around your cheeks and jaw and mouth. Breathing techniques and imagery with muscle relaxation can provide healing within you. With each breath, we are releasing stress. And if you haven't done so already, you may close your eyes, soften the muscles and skin around your eyes and forehead. Continue to feel that you are supported by your spine, breathing into your spine, strength, courage. Both flexibility and strength. On the next exhale, release frustrations, tensions, stiffness. Again, if thoughts come into your mind, just notice them and let them go. And return to the sound of my voice, the music, and your own breathing, releasing any stuck feelings or rigidity in your life. Perhaps you can imagine the sensation of a rope that has been pulled tautly with a tremendous amount of traction and rigidity tightness as you feel this rope being pulled. And then you're going to allow that rope to be released gently and easily. Or you can possibly imagine it to have qualities of rubber, plastic qualities of flexibility, both having strength and tensile, like the threads on a spider's web. And yet, being very flexible. Being able to let go. Able to release. And imagine that in your own muscles, ligaments. In your ability to plan and think and do. In your ability to create structure in your life as building blocks to reaching your dreams and goals. And still, like a willow, being able to bend when there is a strong wind. Returning to your breath. Notice the muscles in your neck, releasing any tension in the upper shoulders, around the upper back, around the waist, down your upper arm, elbows and forearms. Perhaps you're feeling tingling sensations in your hands. This is the energy moving in your body, the chi energy. Moving out stones, pebbles, toxins, wastes, clearing it out of your system. Just being in the moment. There's nothing that you need to do right now. Know where you need to be. Just in this place, in this moment. It is good to be able to have strength in your body. Breathe in that strength, that force, that fortitude, that ability to stretch. Your muscles can stretch as if you were a runner or an athlete. Releasing any cramps or tightness anywhere in your body. Could even be in your mind or your brain or around your skull. Releasing any headaches as you soften the muscles. As we can release any tension or strain, we also enhance our ability to think with clarity. So take a moment to think of something that you would like to attain, some dream from the past, the present, or the future, a dream or a wish, desire, or a goal from the past. Perhaps it includes independence, whatever that word means to you, whatever that concept means, the sensation of freedom, of movement. Continue to breathe. We're now going to release all kinds of stresses and tensions in the body. Just thinking about the cells building, whether it's taking in calcium or magnesium, whatever it is that your body needs, whatever it is that your cells need to be supported and grow and strengthen and bond. On the next exhale, releasing strain and stress. Inhale again. Exhale, releasing pressure and worry, apprehension, or agitation. And using your powers of visualization, whatever images come to mind, whatever words that are spoken that touches you as an individual, let the other words pass by like those clouds, like those thoughts that are not needed. And the next set of words, releasing nervousness, jumpiness, edginess, restlessness. And as you release those thoughts, there's empty space which you can fill with something positive. Inhaling calm and peace, satisfaction, and relaxation. Noticing your heart. Noticing your lungs. There is no strain or pressure. In the silence. We're going to say a prayer now, an affirmation for courage and strength, for moving beyond boundaries and limitations, restrictions, for the ability to be elastic and flexible, sending a prayer to unwind strained relationships between individuals, organizations, communities, states, governments, countries, and civilizations. We continue with a prayer to relieve animosity and tensions between opposing forces. Thank yourself for giving this gift to you. And these ringing bells and chimes signal to the body to act and fulfill its mission in harmony with the heart and the brain. If you're ready to go to sleep, I'm wishing everyone a wonderful 4th of July. If you're getting ready to begin your day, wishing you a lot of energy. I want to thank everyone with gratitude for listening. And we're going to be closing the show. Wishing everyone a lot of strength and courage and flexibility for this coming week. You've been listening to Homeopathy World Community with Debbie Brock.